Every Thanksgiving dinner needs something special to start the meal off just right, and our fusion feast is no different. Contributor David Vera lives on the Big Island of Hawaii. He says for his friends and family, that means the poo-poo table.
Our group that gets together is usually between 20 and 40 people, and we start everything off with a poo-poo table, and this is a separate table set aside with a variety of different things people have showed up with. And one of my favorites is a spicy ahi poke. We start off this dish by cubing fresh caught ahi, and mixing it with ingredients such as Hawaiian chili peppers, the red Hawaiian sea salt, green onions, sesame oil, Maui onions, a little bit of shoyu, and a roasted kukui nut, which we call inamona. And this is all left in the refrigerator to soak up all the flavors. And once it's sitting there for a few hours, we chase this down, this spicy ahi down, with ice-cold beers. And we have a saying in Hawaii that says, "Lucky I live Hawaii." And it's a local saying, which means we appreciate all what we have here, and we are just glad that we live here. And that's pretty much a traditional Hawaiian Thanksgiving here in the island.
Chef David Vera resides in Hilo, Hawaii. Coming up, Hollywood has never been an easy place for African Americans, especially women.
In the studio head's eyes, it comes down to dollars and cents. And if they believe that a black actress is not going to translate to dollars and cents in their pockets, then they have no interest in entertaining the idea.
Actress Regina King on her career struggles, politics, and her new movie, This Christmas, that's just ahead. I'm Cheryl Corley. You're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Pew Charitable Trusts, working to rebuild fisheries and preserve the coastal communities of the United States at pewtrusts.org. From Ann and John Herman, celebrating the Breakthrough Collaborative, involving middle school students in learning and older students in teaching at breakthroughcollaborative.org. And from the Annenberg Foundation, advancing public well-being through improved communication, on the web at annenbergfoundation.org. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
Next time on Tell Me More, we'll celebrate Thanksgiving with Solfege, a hip-hop group with global influences. The group wants people to rethink what they know about rappers.
It's our music, so we have to take it back and say what we need to say. Make that connection with people once again.
I'm Cheryl Corley. Catch a studio performance with Solfege. That's next time on Tell Me More.
I'm reckless in many ways, on many days. No choice, it's not a passing phase. It's innate. It's in the blood that I bleed.